hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that whosoever overslept or forgot to make his witr, let him do it as soon he remember or when he get up. As example, a person, his habit to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, make his tahajjud, make his witr, and for some reason that he was tired, so he overslept. So whenever he gets up, he will perform the witr prayer, will be recorded for him as a witr, he will get the reward. Or that a person may forget, he forgot that he performed the witr, and now he's sitting, this is the Zuhr time as example, and for some reason things going in his mind, thinking about what's happened, and he remember that before he make his witr, the phone rang, he went to get the phone, he went in this conversation, and after this he went to sleep, he forgot to make witr. So now Zuhr time, he remember now, he can make his witr whenever he remember it. Okay? Hadith, and as I said, this hadith is authentic. The next hadith, which is by Jabir, hadith number 308 by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him. من خاف ألا يقوم من آخر الليل فليوتر أوله ومن طمع أن يقوم آخره فليوتر آخر الليل فإن صلاة آخر الليل مشهودة وذلك أفضل. حديث reported by Jabir in the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is: if one of you afraid that he may not get up in the latter part of the night, he should offer the witr in the first part of it, of the night. And if anyone is urged, eager, or he have hope, strong intention to get up in the last part of it, means the night, he should offer the witr at the end of the night. Why? Because the prayer at the end of the night is witnesses. Okay? The angels will be presence. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night. So it is much preferably, if you know that you will get up, to delay your witr prayer. But for some reason that you doubt it, so you better go ahead and do it before you go to sleep. Hadith number 309 عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا طلع الفجر فقد ذهب وقت كل صلاة الليل والوتر فأوتروا قبل طلوع الفجر. This hadith has a some kind of defect in the isnad, although the meaning of the hadith is authentic or is correct. Okay? And we had mentioned already a hadith before related to the same meaning, that the witr prayer is from Isha until up to Fajr time, but if Fajr is in, that is not the time for witr anymore. So pray witr before the Fajr prayer. The grade of the hadith, as I said, has a lean. This is the Arabic term, like a defect in the isnad. So the hadith in the collection of a Tirmidhi. and in the Musannif of Abd al-Razzaq. And Tirmidhi said that Sulaiman ibn Musa is the only one narrated it by this wording. But the person Sulaiman, there is some problem with it. In actuality, he did not say anything about except that fihi lin. Okay, so he left it like this. Okay, but the meaning of the hadith is correct, because we had mentioned other hadith before about it. Hadith number 310 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الضحى أربعا ويزيد ما شاء الله. This hadith, which reported again by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrating about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making Salat al-Duha 4 raka'at. And Salat al-Duha is one of the optional prayer. And Salat al-Duha to be prayed after sunrise, approximately about half an hour or 20 minutes. Okay? And before the time of Zawal. You don't wait until the sun be in the middle of the sky, because it's forbidden to pray during this time. Okay? So we say as example, like from after sunrise half an hour until any time before Zuhr, about 20 minutes approximately. Okay? But it's better to make it earlier. This called Salat al-Duha, the forenoon, forenoon prayer. Yes. And we have surah called Surah al-Duha. Okay? And Salat al-Duha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith that he made it 4 rak'at. Okay? And this hadith is authentic, which is in the collection of Imam Muslim. The next hadith, which is 311, that also from Aisha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only used to make Salat al-Duha when he comes from his traveling. Oh, this is part of hadith number 310, I'm sorry, which is authentic. Okay? And the next hadith, which also is part of hadith number 310, ما رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي سبحة الضحى. This is page 141, another version of Muslim has Aisha رضي الله عنها, I have never seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offering duha prayer, yet I offer it. The hadith is authentic. Okay? And the other hadith, which is 311, they call it Salat al-Awwabin. And al-Awwabin, those who seek Allah's repentance, those who come back with repentance, or come back with a good deed again and again and again. Okay? So regardless that a person making a good deed, he keep repeating this good deed. Or that a person who commit a sin and come back to Allah seeking forgiveness, so al-awabin, those who return. So this is a good title for this prayer. And he said that the time for it, when the young weaned camels feel the heat of the sun. Because the little camels or young camels, they could not take the heat of the middle of the day. So this shows you that in the early part of the day. And hadith number 312, this hadith that mentioning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make it 12, this hadith is weak. And the last hadith in this chapter, hadith number 313, okay, this is hadith mursal, that means is not refer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Tabi'i had referred it without mentioning the name of the Sahabi. This hadith number 313, and it shows that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made Salat al-Duha 8 raka'at. Okay, so that in actuality Salat al-Duha can be any number of the Salah. Okay, because the first hadith mentioning about it, وَيَزِيدُ مَا يَشَاءُ, this hadith number 310, the Prophet ﷺ used to pray Duha 4 raka'at and he will add to it whatever he wished. So in actuality can make Duha 4 raka'at, 2 and 2, 2 taslim out, 2 taslim out, or you can make it 6, 8, whatever number. One thing I want to say before I close about the virtues of Salat al-Duha. There is hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the meaning is يُصْبِحُ عَلَى كُلِّ سَلَامَ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً, that each limb or each joint, you call this joint, each joint of your body, you have to pay a tax or pay a sadaqah, okay, for each joint. It is a due upon every joint of your body, okay. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, فَقُلُّ تَسْبِيحَ صَدَقَةً وَقُلُّ تَحْمِيدَ صَدَقَةً وَأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةً وَنَايَ عَنْ مُنْكَرْ صَدَقَةً, that a person, he have to pay this sadaqa, charity, for each limb, for each joint of your body, which is approximately about 360 some, is it, joint in your body. Maybe we'll ask Dr. Sheikh when he come, but it's approximately something around this number, 360 joint in your. So Rasulullah said, when you say Subhanallah is a charity for you, Alhamdulillah is a charity for you, Allahu Akbar is sadaqah for you, to join the good is sadaqah, to forbid the bad is sadaqah, and said, and suffish, that mean every time you say Subhanallah, that mean you had pay your tax for one joint. Okay, you free one joint, you already pay the shukr and the thankful to Allah in each one by saying Subhanallah Alhamdulillah, and sufficient or equal to pay all this by making what, 2 raka'at during the duha. So if you make 2 raka'at for the duha, this will be equivalent of paying to all the joints in your body. Did anybody understand anything what I'm saying? Okay, if you have any book, I didn't see it mentioned it here in this book, I could not read it to you in English, but this is the best I can translate it for now. If you look in Riyad al-Saliheen, you may find about virtues of making the optional prayer, Salat al-Duha, you will find this hadith, inshallah you can read it so you can understand it better, and Allah knows best. Was my intention to talk to you today about Salat al-Jama'ah, but because the time for Maghrib is already in, and it seems that we're going to have to start the class earlier than 7 o'clock. So inshallah, hopefully, starting Tuesday coming, I know that some of you like to eat dinner before they come, So I'm not going to say 6:30, but at least I would like to start at 6:45 sharp. 6:45 sharp, inshallah. And Allah knows best. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. For some reason, if I'm not here next Tuesday, inshallah, I will ask Brother Rasan to take care of the class until I show up. Allah knows best. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I will encourage all of you to try to get this book. And they try to have a notebook with you when you come to the class and make a comments and notes over your book and in your notepad, so you can keep this. Listening to this, you'll forget it after a week or a month. And it is necessary that you learn this, so you practice and convey this message to others. So it is very important that you will get something, inshallah, to keep this knowledge, and Allah knows best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all.